We begin the current daf, Masechtas Menachos daf Ayin Hey. We begin on the third line down at the top of the Yomid. But the Gemara continues to explain the halacha of our previous mission, which said that all menachos which are made in a vessel requires three gifts of oil. First, to put the oil in the vessel, then you mix in the flour. Then you put in oil again and you mix it with the flour. And then you do yitzik, you pour the oil on the top at the end. Now, however, the Mishnah had differentiated regarding when you do the different stages of the mixing of the oil. As our Mishnah said, regarding the michas machvas and marcheshes, when they are chalois, when they are already breads, which are matzah, unleavened breads, then boil, and then you do the middle stage of mixing the oil. That's the Rebbe, that's the opinion of Rebbe. The sages say no silas, even when it's still flour, when you had first put in the oil, then you put in the flour, then, as we're going to explain in the Bryce and elaborate on this, then you mix it again with the oil, a second time oil, then you bake it, and then you have the yitzika on the top. Tarabon Lev, we learned in the Bryce, which elaborates on this machlekes. Seilis belulu. It says in this pasuk by the machbas, which applies to all menachas, it says that when it's flour, then you mix it, which is the second gift of oil, then you mix it with the oil and the flour. Says the Tanakam and the Chacham, as we just quoted them, Malamet Shenivla L'Sailas. This teaches that the Belila, the mixing of the, which is the second pouring of the oil, is when it's flour. Rebbe, I mean, he disagrees as we quoted his opinion. He says, no, Chalas Bailin. It's when it's Chalas, then you crumble it, as we'll see later on, this halach of crumbling the Mincha, even though that are baked, you crumble it, and then you mix it with the oil. Shnemak says, Napasik Chalas, and it continues, says, Belulas, which is mixing with the oil. You see that when it's already chalas, then you mix it with the oil. But Amaloi, the sages said to Rebbe, V'aloi lach mei toido neme ben chalas. But if that's the proof, because it says chalas and then it says belulis, the breads of a carbon toido also say that they're chalas, and then it says that it's belulis with shem and that it's mixed with oil. And there, V'ef shalabalam kishin chalas, elasailas, there's not possible to mix the oil together with the lach mei toido when they already were baked in the breads. It's only possible, it's only feasible when it's still in its flour state. So therefore, you cannot prove it because it says chalas belulis, because you have another context where it says chalas belulis, and it's not possible to do it when it's chalas. Rather, we go based on the pasuk that we're bringing, which is silas belula, that it's mixed when it's flour, and rather, ketzad I says, so how do you do it? Say the chacham. Nesin shemen bekli koin matzias. Like everyone agrees, you first put the oil in the vessel before you do anything. Then and then you put the flour onto the oil. Then v'neisin shemen alav belula, say the chacham, then when it's still flour, you put on oil a second time and you mix it together. Velasha, and you knead it together. Vaifa, and you bake it. Upaisa, then you crumble it. Venais and Lashem, and then you put on oil the third time, which is called the Yitzika. And Vakaimitz, and then you take the fistful, which is burnt on the Mizbeach. And the rest is eaten by the Kana. Rebbe, I mean, as we said his opinion, he disagrees. There's no chalas bailan. You mix it together with the oil when it was already made into chalas. Shnemak says the pasuk, as he said, chalas, belulis bashemen. When it's chalas already, then it's mixed with oil. So he explains his opinion, Ketzadai says, how is this done? Nesin shemen b'kli kon matzias, like the Chum said, you first put the oil into the vessel. Then a nesin, then you put in the flour. Then, according to Rebbe, v'lasha, you knead it, which is the mixing of the different ingredients into one mass. Vaifa, then you bake it. Upaisa, then you crumble it. And then, according to Rebbe, v'nesin l'ashemen b'ayla, you put on oil for the second time, and then you mix it together, which is after it was baked, after it was already made into chalas, although it was crumbled, but it's chalas that were crumbled. And then you put on oil a third time, which is the yitzika b'kaimitz, and then you take the fistful. So that was the machlekes in the Mishnah, which the Braisa just elaborate on. So on that, the Gemara asks, e'efsher, this that it's not possible to mix it with the oil to do the belila, which is only when it's seilis. By the lach mei toida, and therefore you can't say if it says chalas, then belulis, it means it must be chalas. Because by lach mei toida, that's not possible. This that they said it's not possible to come Rabban le Rebbe, that Rabban said to Rebbe Mahi. What's that referring to? Why is it not feasible by the lach mei toida to go ahead and do the belila when there was already chalas, and that's where they're proving that it has to be when it's seilis. Just like in that context, it says chalas, and so to hear also, it would mean even when it's flour. Why is it impossible to mix it when it was already chalas? So in the lach mei toida. So Amr Shmuel bar Yitzchak, he says, because Revi Hashemini, for the 40 breads of the Toida, in this context that we're discussing, there's only going to be, for the ones that we're doing Belila with, it's going to be a quarter of a log of oil. Heich mischalekis l'chamachalas, how is it going to be possible, if you're saying it was already being done when it was divided, when it was already baked into chalas, which they're not crumbled, as we're discussing over here, they're chalas already. The Gemara says in Perek Shtei Midas that, but lach mei toida, they bring a half of a log of oil. But then that half a log is split into half. Half goes for the chalas and the rikikin, which are those types of baked ones, and half are gone to the revucha, because there's actually a fourth type, which is those are the chametz ones. But there's three types of matzah ones by the Lach Mei Toida, which there's three types of matzah, chalis, rikikin, and revucha. As the Gemara says later on, now this halacha is halacha meishabishin, that you bring only half a lug of oil. So it comes out, and if half of that half, which a quarter of a lug, is going to the chalis and rikikin, comes out that there's seven esrainim minus a third, there's six and two-thirds of esrainim that each one of them are having. Now, after it's baked, it's dry, and it absorbs a lot of oil because they're hot. So it's not possible to get a quarter of a leg of oil onto all those challahs after they're baked. When they're flour, you just mix it all together. But if after it's separated and baked and they're hot, it's going to absorb way more. It wouldn't suffice a quarter of a leg of oil, and therefore, by the Lach Meitoid, it's not possible when it's challahs. And even though it says lach, that it says challahs b'luz b'shemen, Seirosos, they say to Rebbe, when it says challahs b'luz b'shemen by the Michas Machavas and Marcheshas, it doesn't tell us necessarily that it's going to be when they're challahs, but rather it's going to be when it's seilas, as they disagree with him in the Mishnah and in the Braisa. Now the Mishnah continued to the next category. Those are the Michas Mafi, the baked menachas. Not like the fried ones we just spoke about with the Machvas and Machashas, but the baked ones. So in that the Mishnah said, Hachalos Tu'unos Belila. There's two types of baked ones. There's the Chalos ones, which those require this middle stage of oil of mixing it. But V'rikikin Meshicha, the wafer type ones, they don't have it mixed together. They don't get crumbled in that sense. They're, as it's whole, one just smears it with oil. Tarmon, the Brisa that elaborates on this halacha, because it says in the pasuk, as we mentioned before, chalois, that when they're chalois, they're belulis, they're mixed with oil. But the loy rikikin belulin, it's excluding saying, but the other type that's mentioned there in the pasuk, which doesn't say this idea of belulis, that of the wafer type, they're not mixed, crumbled, and mixed together with the oil. Now, shayachal v'alaydinu, because you would have thought that actually it would be kavuchayme, that it would require belila. Because a machal is she'enu tu'unis meshicha, if the chala wants, which are the bread ones, the unleavened bread, does not require anointing, yet tu'unis belila requires to be mixed with it, with the oil. So rikikin she'tu'un meshicha, so the wafer ones, which requires this halacha meshicha, enu den she'tu'un belila, isn't it a kavuchayme that for sure require the mixing? That's what we need the pasuk to say, that no, the chalas require belila, v'lei rikikin belulim, but the wafer types do not require this middle stage of mixing it together with the oil. So too, the pasuk says, rikikin meshuchin. That same pasuk says that the wafer ones are anointed, which tells us, b'lei chalas meshuchas, but the chalas types don't get this anointing. Shayach b'lei dinu, because one would have thought, no, kavuchem, that it should. Because a ma'ar rikikin she'en the tu'un belila, if the rikikin don't require belila. Tu'un meshicha, yet it still needs to be smeared. So chalas she'tu'un belila, so the chalas ones require the mixing, and the dun she'tu'un this meshicha isn't a kavuchem that's required to be smeared. Tamalayim rikikin meshuchin. That's the pasuk says, that no, it's only the wafer ones which are smeared. But the chalas ones are not smeared. Now, that is the Gemara. My Talmud, what exactly is the teaching over here that's showing that they're each mutually exclusive? No, maybe the Torah reveals by Rikikin Meshicha, but the same halacha would apply to the chalas. And maybe by the chalas is Belila, but the same thing would apply to Rikika. How do you know that it's saying only for that one? On that Amarabe, says, Leila Shtamit Velichtim, we don't find ever a situation that's being written that chalis meshuches v'rikikin belulin, meaning we don't find that it says that the chalis should be anointed and that the wafer one should be mixed. So rather, what it says in all the times that it mentions in the Torah, we're only going to have that belulah is by chalis and meshicha is by rikika, and therefore, since that's the only way we say it every time it's mentioned in the Torah, obviously specifically like that, that the chalis are only that the chalis are only belila and the rikika are only meshuches. Now the Mishnah explained, so Ketzad Meshuchin, how do we anoint, how do we smear the Rikikin? So the Mishnah came in ki, v'ashar necha b'chul, and the rest of the oil which doesn't get absorbed into that Rikikin is eaten by the Kahanim. So the Gemara clarifies, my kamin ki, what does it mean like a ki? So Rav Kahn says, kamin ki yivani, like this Greek letter ki, which we explained in the previous stuff, is regarding like our Hebrew test, which is some type of like a semicircle, that's how they would smear the Rikikin. Now, Tarnabon Lunda Braisa, continuing on this halacha of these two types of Minchas Mafi of the Chalas and the Rikikin. So, Mincha Bo Mechza Chalas or Mechza Rikikin. A type of a Mincha, which every Mincha comes with 10 breads. If let's say 5 of them are from Chalas and 5 of them are from Rikikin, which, as we're saying, this is a Minchas Mafi according to Reb Shimon, where he had said in Perek Kol Menachas Bo Yismatza that if a person wants to, he doesn't have to bring only Chalas or only Rikikin, he can bring half of Chalas and half of Rikikin. So in that type of situation, says the Braisa, so maybe loig shaman v'chaytzeu. So he brings a leg of oil and he splits it into half. Chetzi l'chalas v'chetzi l'rikikin. Half goes to the chalas and half goes to the rikikin. Now, v'chalas b'ilin, as we said before, the chalas gets mixed with it. The rikikin meishchen, the wafer ones, only get smeared with it. U'moishach esarak al panei kulay, and he smears the oil all over the surface of the wafer matzahs, of this mincha rakik. V'shahar shemen mechzir l'chalas, and the rest of the oil gets put back into the chalas for belila, because first that they smear the rikikin, before they do the belila l'chalas, and then all that leftover is gone and put into the chalas to have belila with it. That's the opinion of Tanna Kamma. Shimon Yehuda, Mishim Reb Shimon, I mean, he says, no, as we said in our Mishnah, Meishchon Kimin Ki, it's smeared like a ki, V'shar Shem Nechlekan, the rest of the oil is not put into the chalas, rather it's eaten by the kanim, by themselves, and it's not put into the chalas. So Tutanya was going to learn another braisa, Kathir on this halacha, that Rekikin Haboim Bifnei Atzman. If the wafer mincha of the Minchas Mafik comes by itself, for example, if let's say he says he wants to bring only Rekikin, so then maybe like Shem, and he brings the leg of oil, so he anoints it, he smears it, and the oil gets absorbed, he smears it again. Says the Tanna Kamma, until he uses up all the oil in the leg, that it gets absorbed into the rikikin. But Reb Shimon Yehuda, Reb Shimon, as we said just before in the Nar Mishnah, that no, you smear it like this letter ki, the rest of the oil is eaten by the Kohanim. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, which a similar terminology as in the previous Mishnah. The previous Mishnah said, all menachas that are made in a vessel requires these three different gifts of oil. So our Mishnah says the same category, kol menachas hanasas b'kli, all flour offerings that are made in a vessel, tunis pesisa, and needs to be crumbled in its procession, in the way it's made. Meaning even if it's we bake it and we fry it, you go ahead and you crush it up into small pieces. So the Gemara asks, this that it said that it's made in a vessel is lemute mai, what's that coming to exclude from the halacha of crumbling it, meaning from breaking down to smaller pieces? As Rashi explains, you can't say as the Gemara had, because Gemara on the previous mission had asked the same question. So you can't say as the previous mission had said, well, what's not made in a vessel? It's a minchas mafe, a baked mincha, it's not made in a vessel, it's made in the oven. Because as the Gemara is going to explain later on, by Yitzika, by the halacha of pouring, which was the context of the previous Mishnah, it says two exclusionary terminologies of Aleha on it and the word he. So that's where, as we're going to show, that comes to exclude the Minchas Mafei Taner. But by Pesisa, by the crumbling, it doesn't say that. So obviously from pouring is where we exclude the Minchas Mafei, but not from Pesisa. So then what is being excluded when we're saying that only what's made in the vessel are we excluding from the halacha of Pesisa? So Rapapi says, Lemute shteha lechem alechem apan. It's excluding the two breads of Shavuos and the 12 showbreads on the Shulchan, which they're not made in the Kli, rather they're baked in the oven. And they don't require Pesisa, but as we said before, the Minchas Mafei, that we don't exclude from Pesisa, because the Gemara later on is going to include them for Pesisa with all the other Menachas, even though they're baked in the oven, rather what we're coming to exclude is the shteha lechem and the lechem apan. As the Gemara explains, Tarnabon Lunda Braisa. Pasuk says of Yikra, Pasuk is Isa Pita. Break it into small pieces. Now, which the Pasuk continues and says that mincha because it's a mincha. Now, although the word mincha is not right next to the word psisim, because actually the Pasuk actually says, Pasuk is Isa Pita, break it into small pieces, v'yatzakto le'ashemen and pour oil onto it, mincha hi, it's a mincha. Even so, the Braisa is going to expound it as if it's connected, because the word mincha hi is going back on the whole pasuk, not just on pouring on oil, but also that to break it into small pieces. So what is this teaching us when it says it is a mincha on the halacha of pesisa? Is l'rab, is kol ha-menachas l'pesisa, it's coming to include all menachas, even that of the minchas mafe, of the baked mincha, for the halacha of pesisa, of breaking into small pieces. But that continues the Braisa, and that's what we're saying is excluded in the halacha of Mishnah, which are not made in the keli. So you would think to include all flour offerings, even the shteya lechem lechem upon them, that it requires pesisa to be broken into small pieces. That's what it says, no, it, an exclusionary terminology, that the shteya lechem and lechem upon them, that the kohanim eat, they don't break it into small pieces in its procedures. Now, the pasuk there also says there, in the middle of the pasuk, it says, v'yitzakta shemen, that you should pour in that oil, mincha, it's a flour offering. What's that coming to say? L'rabbis kol ha-menachas li-yitzika, that all flour offerings have the halacha, the third stage of pouring on oil of yitzika at the end of the mincha before you do the kemitza. Now, yochel shani marbaf minchas mafi, so you would think you're also going to include the baked mincha. Tamalem, this is what we said is excluded from the previous Mishnah. No, it says oleha shemen, on it you're going to pour oil, which is excluding the halacha of the minchas mafi taner. Now, but says the Braisa, you would think Eitzi Asachalas. There's two types of Mincha Mafetan. You would think that only one of the two are being excluded. Let's say I would exclude that of the Chalas, but I would not exclude the Aloch of Yitzika on that of the wafer type of the Mincha Mafetan. Tamalamahi, it says another exclusionary terminology of it. It is a Mincha, but another one is not going to have the Aloch of Yitzak to Le'ashemen, which is the other type of the baked Mincha. So that is the Gemara, but my Talmud, what's this teaching? How do you know from the exclusionary terminologies to exclude the Michas Mafei Taner? Ema, I'll tell you, Leitzi Michas Kehanim. Maybe it's coming to exclude the Mincha that a Kohen brings. In other words, why would you see fit to exclude the Michas Mafei, which is written in the Torah with all the other Menachas? Maybe exclude the Michas Kehanim, which is not written with the other Menachas. It's written in a separate area. Maybe that's the one that's being excluded from the Halacha of this halacha that we're saying regarding the pouring of the oil. So that says the Gemara as we continue to Medbeis, Zama Rabbi says, no. Ezehu davar shetzarik shnei miutin. What is something that requires two exclusions, two psukim, aleha and he? That refers to the baked mincha, which comes from two different types. That's what we're excluding in the previous Mishnah's halacha that does not require this third stage of yitzika. Now, if someone's going to ask, so then in the halacha of our Mishnah, why didn't they also ask regarding the pesis of the breaking into small pieces? Why didn't the Gemara ask, how do you know that you're excluding these halachas of the shtei alechem, the lechapon, maybe exclude the michas kahanim? So that says Rashi, no, it's logical that we would be including michas kahanim, like the halacha of the michas machavas, which has the halacha of pesisa, because both of them are a private mincha. Both of them say the word nefesh that's brought by an individual. However, we would be excluding the shtei alechem lechem apanim, which those are menachas of the tzibur. Now, additionally, the halacha of yitzika, we didn't say, as we're saying in our Mishnah of Pesisa, to exclude the shtei alechem lechem apanim, because they don't even require oil, as the Gemara in Perek HaMenachas Bais Matzah excludes them, and therefore we wouldn't be excluding the yitzika if it doesn't need oil at all. And therefore, that's how we understand these two Mishnahs of what they're coming to exclude from the laws of yitzika, excluding the two types of mincha mafetana, and our Mishnah Pesisim, which is excluding the shtei alechem and the lechem apanim. Now, continuing the halacha that our parak opened up, as it's called El Menachas Nekmatz, is of the halacha of kemitza, of the taking the fistful of the flour offering. So says the Misha, Michas Yisrael, a non-Kayin's mincha, kaifel echel l'shnayim. So first, they break it, meaning a type of a folding that breaks this, the mincha, that's echel l'shnayim. You take the whole one piece and you break it into two. For shnayim l'arba, and then you take the two and break it into four by folding it over another time. Umavdal. And then you totally separate those pieces because you need to have small pieces to be able to do a kemitza, which is a fistful. If it's one big mass, you can't take a fistful. You fold it and you fold it, and then you separate it, then you can take pieces enough to do a kemitza with. Now, mechas kayanim, but a mecha that a kayin brings, kayfal echad l'shnayim, what you do is you fold the one piece into two, l'shnayim l'arbon, and you fold the two into four, again to fulfill this mitzvah of pesisa, of making it into small pieces. But by the kahanim, vein amavdol, there you don't separate it, because by kahanim you don't need to do kemitza, because all of it is burnt on the mizbeach anyway. Now, mechas kayin mashiach, the chavite of the kayin gadol, lohi makafla there wasn't folded at all. It was just burnt straight away on the mizbeach. Now, Reb Shimon, he disagrees with the Tanakhama in 2 points. First of all, he says that Michas Kehanim, the Mincha of a Kohen, U'michas Kehanim Mashiach, like the Tanakhama had said, but also additionally the Mincha of a Kohen, he says, Ein Behem Pesisa. No, the Mincha that a Kohen brings is not folded over. He says, B'mnei She'ein Behem Kemitza. Like the Tanakhama agrees, there's no Kemitza that's done to the Mincha of a Kohen. So V'chol She'ein Behem Kemitza, wherever you don't have to do Kemitza festivals, Ein Behem Pesisa, and there's no purpose of Pesisa. Pesisa is only to make it small to be able to do Kemitza. So the Mincha of a Kohen, he disagrees with Tanakhama, says, does not require Pesisa. Now, additionally, a second thing that he disagrees with is that Bakulam Paisin, all these pieces we break into small pieces, kizesim, like the size of an olive, which is Reb Shimon disagreeing with the Tanakhama. And not like the Tanakhama says, you just fold it over twice. He says, no, you make it small pieces, the size of an olive. Now, elaborating on this Mishnah, Tarman on the Braisa. The Pasuk says, Pasais, that you should break it. Sounds like into two pieces. Because once you break it, it's two pieces. So yochel shnayim. So you think you're just breaking into two? Time alone. The pasuk teaches pasas aisa pisim, which that sounds like that there's two breaks. Which sounds like okay. Now it's going to be into four pieces because the two are turning into four because you fold that over two. Now e pisim. Had we had this breakings, so yochel yasen pererun. You would think that you could even crumble into small tiny crumbs. Tamalema Isa. No, it says Pasas Isa Pisim. Break it into pieces. Which Isala Pisim, meaning you break the break into breaks, which is into four, like we said, because you're taking the one break and breaking it again. But you don't break the breaks into breaks. You don't do it another time. So, okay, it said, how is that so? Says the Tanna Kamma, Minchas Yisrael, the Mincha of a non-Kohen, what you do is, Kaiver Lech L'Shnayim, so you fulfill Pasais. Fold one into two. Then, Pisim, you Pasas Ois L'Psisim, it, you do into another time, you make V'Shnayim L'Arba, two into four, and then Umavdo, then you separate it, and that's how you get the Mincha of a Yisrael. Now, according to Reb Shimon, Rashi says that he actually says that no, you make it even into the smaller because all the pieces are going to be the size of an olive. He expounds differently. He says, from the word pasas, you would think that you would make very large pieces. So it says pisim, which are smaller. If he said pisim, you would think even if it's small, the size of an olive. That's what it says oisa, to say that no, it has to be at least the size of an olive. That's how Reb Shimon would expound the pasuk. Now, minchas kaihanim, for kohen mashiach, but the minch of a kohen and that of the kohen gadol, hay makaf levachula would be folded, which others bring down the girsa that etc. is actually lebeis, that was folded into two. Now that has the Gemara, but v'anan tznamba, we learned in the Mishnah, lo hi makapla. What do you mean? The minchas kayanim, so we said the Tanna Kamma holds, in contrast to Reb Shimon, that it was folded into pieces. It just wasn't separated. But the kain mashiach, we said everyone agrees that it wasn't folded. How is this price saying that the kain mashiach was folded? Samarabi says, what the Mishnah meant, ein makapla arba. You're not going to fold it into four like all the other menachas are folded into. A makapla shnai, but you will fold it into two, since it doesn't say in the pasuk by the Kohen Gadol, michas pitim. It only says michas pisim. It doesn't say pasis isa pitim. So since it says only one terminology, michas pisim, therefore by the Kohen Gadol it's going to be folded, because it says michas pisim, but it's only going to be into two, and you're not going to have the other terminology of pasis isa lipsisim, so you're not going to do it another time, and therefore it's not going to be four. So that's what Mishnah meant when it says that you didn't fold it, means you didn't fold it four times into four pieces, but you folded it once to make it into two pieces. Now, Shimon Naimi, as we quote in the Mishnah, he disagreed with the Tanna Kamma. He said, additionally, Michas Kayanim, also the Micha of a Kayin, and like the Tanna Kamma said, Michas Kayin Mashiach, and Ben Basisa there, we didn't break it into four parts. And as he said, because the breaking into smaller pieces is only for the utility of Kemitzah, if there's no Kemitzah like also Michas Kayanim, there's no purpose of breaking into small pieces. Now, well, relate back to this halacha of the Mishnah, the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yosef, he says as follows, he says, Chai Chavitza, a certain dish, which is called Sanalkik, which there would be pieces of bread in that dish. So it says Rav Yosef, the Isba Perun Kezayis, if it has pieces of bread the size of an olive, meaning there is a piece that has the shear of a Kezayis, Mevachin Allah Hamaiti Lech Manot, then on that dish you'll make a bracha of Hamaiti like one makes on bread. But if the pieces of bread are so small that you don't have a piece the size of an olive, then on that dish you make a barimin mezainis, which is made from dishes made out of flour that don't have the halacha of bread. Now, Amar Avisa, he says, where do I know this from, that the bracha of a mitzvah is going to be the shear of a kezayis? Says the Tanakh, learned the braisa. Hayoimid, if he was standing, either referring to a kohen who didn't bring yet a mincha this year, or another interpretation means a yisrael, a non-kohen who never brought a mincha in his life. And he's standing there with Makrev Menachas B'Yerushalayim, and he's bringing a carbon mincha in Yerushalayim. So Aimee says, Baruch Shechiyonu V'Kimonu, the Baruch of Shechiyonu, that blessed is Hashem who has kept us alive and sustained us, that I got the opportunity, which doesn't happen every single day, which comes every in a while, to do this mitzvah of bringing mincha. Now, Natlan La'achim, when the Kohen goes to take it to eat the mincha, then Aimee HaMaitzi Lechem Anaret, he makes the Baruch of HaMaitzi on the mincha. Now, Utsnan, we learned in our Mishnah, and this is where it relates back to the Mishnah, V'kulon pesisim v'kezayis, Reb Shimon said, that all the pieces are going to be broken down, the mincha, to the size of a kezayis. So obviously you see that when it's the crumbs are the size of a kezayis, then you're going to make a bracha of amaitzi. So even though it's not a full piece of bread, but you see the line is the shir of a kezayis, because the mincha we say he makes amaitzi, even though it's broken down to the pieces of a kezayis. However, Omale Abaya asked on Rabbi Yosef, he says, what? Otanda Be'er Bishmal. According to the Braisa B'Shiv Be'er Bishmal, the Amad that he says, Mefarchan, that actually, after it was baked, they would crumble down the flour offering, Achmechzirin L'Sultan, until it was like almost like flour again. That's what happened to the Mincha after it was done. So according to them, Hachanami Dulei Mevarcha Maitzi, are you going to say that you're not going to make Hamaitzi? Because now, according to their opinion, it's less than the Shiva Gezayis, it's like crumbs, like flour. And v'chitim hachanam, if you're going to say that according to Tanya B'Rishmol, that actually that's the halacha, that you don't make hamaitzi on the mincha. But v'tanya, we learned the b'raisa, which this b'raisa is going on crumbs that are less than the share of a kezayis, which Rashi says it's not clear where this brisa is going on, because you can't say it's going in the context of menachas, because one of the halachas, the brisa says that if it's chametz, then it has this halacha, but all menachas are brought as matzahs. Obviously not referring to the context of menachas, but one thing is that it's obviously referring to crumbs less than the share of a kezayis. And says the brisa, if likit mikulon kezayis va'achlu, if you gathered all the crumbs, and you got the measurement of an olive, and you ate those crumbs, Se'im chametz hu anash karas. So if it's chametz, so then there's a punishment of karas. Im matzahu, adam yetzidei behen yudei chavasa v'pesach. So if it's chametz, we're referring to Pesach, that you get a punishment of karas because that's the shear is kezayis. And if it's matzah, one that's fulfilled his obligation of having matzah on Pesach because he had a shear of matzah, of kezayis, even though it was crumbs. But one thing you see is that's considered distinct, it's considered chashiv, to be yetzi yuchiv on Pesach, and therefore it would sound like that you could make a hamaitzi on it, even though it's crumbs, less than the shear of kezayis, not like Rav Yosef. So says Rav Yosef, what are we talking about over here is b'she'irsum, is that the crumbs were then kneaded and combined together to then be a full share of a kezayis. It was turned back into a mass. So therefore, it's a mass of a kezayis. That's why you're going to make hamaiti. That's why you're going to be yichiv of Pesach. That's why you're going to be chayiv karas for having chametz on Pesach. But you're right, if it's less than that, then it wouldn't be hamaiti. It would just be crumbs. And that is the Gemara. Yach, if that's the case, then hainu diktani Allah, then this that we learned on the brisa on that halacha, that said, but it's only if he ate it in the measurement of the time that you can eat a half a loaf of bread, which is the shear of considered one act of eating, which is a measurement of up to like 9 minutes around, that's the halacha to be chayiv, let's say for chametz on Pesach, or to be yitzichiv of matzah on Pesach. But if it's like you're qualifying that what that brisa was talking about of likin mikulon was that it was made into one big mass again, so then why is it saying sha'achlon that he ate them, which would be referring to the multiple pieces of crumbs, but sha'achlon mibayli, it should say that he ate it, because it's one mass, it's one piece now again, the way you're interpreting it. So the rabbi says, you might be right, nahach my skin, what's the brisa talking about? You're right, it's actually crumbs. It wasn't turned into one mass. That's what it says, Sha'achlan. But it's Beba Melechem Gadol. It's talking about where the crumbs that are less than the Shiva Kezayis were crumbled from a large piece of bread. So that gives a distinction and gives a recognition to even smaller crumbs less than the Kezayis, which, yes, Rav Yisrael says generally it would not be significant, you wouldn't make Amaitzi. Here it's Chashiv because of at secondary, because of the parent where it came from the larger piece of bread. When you're crumbling, the bread was at least a share of a kezayis. That's why you have to make a bracha on the pirurin that you took from it, a mighty lechem in the arts. But truthfully, generally crumbs, if all there was crumbs, less than the kezayis would not be a mighty like Rav Yosef said. So that's Rav Yosef's opinion. But says Gemara, my havala, what's the conclusion regarding the bracha of hamaitzi on this chavitza? Is it like Rav Yosef said that it's only if you have pieces of bread a share of a kezayis? So the Gemara, Rav Sheshar Shammah, he disagrees. He says, no, Philip Peru and Shemim Kazayas, even if there's crumbs less than Sheva Kazayas, if there are these pieces of bread, one would make a Maitzi and not a Mazainas. Now, Amar Ravi qualifies, says, but Vahud Ikat Teresa Dinaham Alai, but it's only if it has a form of bread on those pieces, it looks like bread, then even less than the Sheva Kazayas, you're going to make a Maitzi, not like Rav Yisrael, but again, it has to have Teresa Dinahama to make that Hamaitzi.